This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
This is Catherine McQuay with the Cops Office, and with us today is Officer Diane Tillery, who's been with the Montgomery County Police Department in Maryland for 28 years now. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
28 years. And I wondered if you could tell us in all that time how community policing has changed since you first became an officer, and specifically some of the things you're dealing with now.
Well, I would say in the beginning, I started with the police department in 1982. A lot of the strategies that we used were simply ways to try to assist people, residents, rather than make arrests. Now we sort of do a little bit of a combination of both. One of the problems that we've encountered in Montgomery County most recently is something called promoter-sponsored events. These are where promoters go into a restaurant or bar in which, with this economy, you find most of these bars and restaurants are struggling to get people to come in. So they're looking for after-hours income that might be able to assist them in making their monthly rents. I have one particular restaurant that their mortgage, their rent payment every month was $34,000. Now that would be before they made the first payment for food or staff or anything else, $34,000. So these promoters come into these facilities and they try very hard to get these managers or owners to buy into this idea. Once they've signed on, what they don't tell the people is the residents that they're attracting are not going to be coming specifically from Montgomery County or where their bar restaurant is located. So as the police department, we had to look at a more creative way to try to address some of these problems. That included running calls for service to show that we had a history of problems at this location since the promoter-sponsored events had started. I used the Maryland tax records to actually find the actual property owner, not just the owner of the business itself, to be sure that they're aware of what's going on in their property. Once we've done that, we contact the Department of Permitting Services to be sure that they actually have a occupancy permit that allows them to have promoter-sponsored events. As an example, one of the properties that has since closed down had a special exception to operate at its current location. Because they had a special exception, they weren't allowed to deviate at all from what they had signed up for, which was to be a billiards hall. They were required to have 18 tables in there at all times. Well, they'd taken out half the tables so that they'd have room for the promoter to sponsor these events. It violated their special exception and they had to close. We also talked to the Department of Liquor Control and asked them about violations that they've had as far as underage drinkers, anybody that's been served once they've been intoxicated. One of the other things that Department of Liquor Board does is they go in and they look for mixing of bottles. In Montgomery County, we're specific where all of our liquor comes from the Department of Liquor Control. You can't bring anything from DC, you can't bring it from home, you can't bring it from anywhere, you have to buy it from the county. So then once I gather all that information, we actually meet with the business owner. We sit down and we bring all the calls for service. We bring copies of all the flyers and postcards that these promoters are using to advertise, which includes all the advertisement that they're doing on Facebook and MySpace. We ask to see their occupancy permit. We look to be sure that their insurance card is up to date. They have to provide as part of their lease agreement, they have to provide information to show that they have current insurance. That information is critical to me because I then contact the insurance company to be sure that they understand that they're running this kind of promoter-sponsored event and that they have adequate liability insurance for when something goes wrong. Most of the insurance companies don't want to touch this at all. So we then ask for a copy of their security plan. In order to be able to host these kind of events, you have to have a plan. If there's too many people, how many people are going to be checking IDs at the door, what you're going to do to keep these patrons safe. We also talk about, especially if someone has obtained an occupancy permit based on the fact that they're a restaurant, if they are now serving more alcohol than they are food, that's also a violation in Montgomery County. The biggest thing that I talk about is civil liability, and that is you talk about the fact that if this event is, has the potential to cause violence and has led to violence in the past, we now as the police department are letting you know that you are civilly liable and that I personally have now warned you, and that if I have to, I will be happy to testify at the civil trial based on the fact that you've received this warning. Most of the bands do call outs and shout outs to talk about neighborhood crews, which leads to gang violence. And we also work very closely with the fire marshal's office to try to bring them in for code violations. So we look at all of these, putting all of this package together, and so far we've been successful in closing these down in Montgomery County. We had an incident yesterday in which we were able to meet with a local high school that was planning an after-prom party, and they had hired one of these go-go bands in order to try to get more of the kids to participate. Well, what they didn't realize, of course, was, again, the civil liability that came with this event. The event has now been canceled.
And why do you think this community-oriented approach and these partnerships have been so successful?
You have to look at that most people want to keep their community safe. And while we understand that people want to be able to make money and be able to do things within their community, and as I explained to this mom yesterday who was in charge of the after prom party, while I understand that you were trying to do something that was great for your kid and this is a great after prom activity to try to draw people in and get them to actually come to the event, because a lot of people don't participate in the after prom party, they go their own way and they do their own thing. As a parent, you also have to understand that the police have now warned you of the propensity for violence. Are you going to share that information with the other 500 parents? I said, and if you're not, then you have to assume the civil liability.
Thank you so much, and continued success.
Thank you very much.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.